I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's 1 Minute Clinic. Whooping cough sounds like something that should have been wiped out perhaps a century ago, but it is very much with us, and there's been a recent epidemic, in fact, particularly documented in Texas. At least 2,000 cases have been reported there, and at least a couple of children have, in fact, died. Whooping cough is also known as pertussis. It is a bacterial infection. It begins with a cough that can get quite worse over time. It is very contagious, spread by aerosol droplets from coughing and sneezing. It can affect adults as well as children. However, infants are at serious risk. They, in fact, are too young to be immunized. 4 months is the benchmark age for the vaccination. But people do need to be revaccinated, so be sure to discuss that with your doctor. The treatment for whooping cough tends to need to be more sustained and longer than with usual infections. And if somebody has a troublesome cough that doesn't seem to go away, whooping cough is often thought of. The characteristic cough associated with whooping, the so-called whoop, are these paroxysms of coughing that are sustained and can even lead to vomiting. The important thing is for your doctor to think about it and to keep your vaccines up to date. For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew.